Good morning. It's December 7th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. The music you're listening to is Eternal Father, Strong to Save, otherwise known as the U.S. Navy Hymn, played by the United States Marine Corps Band on the album Uncommon Valor. Today's title is Infamy. Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a day that will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Many of you may not be old enough to clearly remember the presidential campaign of 1988, but on September 7th of that year, Vice President H.W. Bush was making a campaign speech, which he opened with, "Today is Pearl Harbor Day, a day that will live in infamy," much to the astonishment of both his campaign staff and the thousands of Legionnaires to whom he was speaking in Louisville, Kentucky, that late summer day. Oops. Moments later, he corrected himself. Now, in the former president's defense, he was a World War II fighter pilot who flew many missions and was actually shot down over the Pacific. We can cut him some slack for a gaffe when probably exhausted on the campaign trail, but the day he misremembered indeed checked all the boxes for infamy. Infamy means deplorable, despicable, shamefully vile, a disgraceful act. 2,000 years ago, another deplorable, despicable, vile event took place on a hill outside the walls of a little backwater town in the Roman Empire called Jerusalem. A man was crucified there who had done no wrong, ever, to anyone. His crucifixion lives on in infamy for its cruelty and injustice. But because of who he was, it is remembered as much more than just deplorable. The man was, in fact, the Son of Man, and many of those who didn't believe he was God with us or Emmanuel certainly did only 3 days later when they saw him risen from the dead. As we approach Christmas Day, turn your thoughts to the full meaning of the Advent season. We celebrate not only the birth of our Savior, but the grace apportioned to us through his crucifixion. Yes, we normally think of Easter as the time to celebrate Christ's resurrection, and so it is. But Christmas would be meaningless without it. Jesus was fully man and fully God at the same time. Through the backward lens of time, we're privy to know his destiny. We know that we only celebrate his coming to us as a babe in Bethlehem, because he would eventually take our sins on himself, purchase our forgiveness from the Father, and promise to come again when the kingdom of heaven becomes a reality on earth. Pearl Harbor Day is remembered as a time when thousands of innocent Americans lost their lives. It is indeed a day of infamy. But in the immortal words of Admiral Yamamoto, "I fear we have but awakened a sleeping giant and filled him with a terrible resolve." As horrible a day as Pearl Harbor was, it ushered in a generation of Americans who would pull together, work together, love together, and first save and then build the greatest free society the world has ever known. Greatness was born of infamy. Christianity has swept the globe over the last two millennia, now claimed as the faith of over 2.4 billion people. That shameful event remembered in infamy on that little hill outside of Jerusalem was the event that reunited believers with their Creator and saved a world. Greatness, born of infamy. Mourn those who lost their lives on that fateful day as Christmas approached in 1941, but celebrate the freedom secured in the wake of that day. Mourn the horrific death of Jesus, nailed to a wooden cross as the sun set and the Sabbath began, but celebrate the freedom from shame and guilt offered to the entire world in exchange. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. Let us mourn today those who died bravely, unexpectedly, executed in a cowardly way in 1941, as we mourn the cruel and infamous death of our Savior. We thank you that you can always work all things together for good, as you did for America then, and as you do now, for all of the believers worldwide who take you up on your offer of forgiveness and reconciliation. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.